the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt. Topping our report this hour, a full jury of 12 people and 6 alternates has been seated in Donald Trump's hush money case, clearing the way for opening statements to start next week. In the first criminal trial of a former U.S. president, just after the jury was seated, emergency crews responded to a park near the courthouse where a person was on fire. He was taken away on a stretcher. An emergency room doctor loses her medical license for conduct that resulted in a patient's death in Union County several years ago. The State Board of Medical Examiners has permanently revoked the license of Shar Kennett, who was working at Overlook Medical Center in Summit in 2017. Kennett had faced allegations of gross negligence in the death of a 20-year-old man who died of respiratory arrest in the ER. New Jersey news made possible by Navage. Now there's a simple, easy, and effective way to clean your nose and protect your health. It's called Navage. Navage available at navage.com. Small businesses are extremely pessimistic right now. The optimism index from the National Federation of Independent Business hasn't been this low since the year 2012. New Jersey State Director Eileen Keene says there's only so much a business can pass on to the consumer.
If we don't have a robust economy with Main Street's bursting, it's going to cost all of us as taxpayers out of our own pockets.
Also this month, the American Legislative Exchange Council ranked New Jersey 46th among the states for economic outlook. Now the Lester Glenn Business Report. It was an update for stocks to close out the week. Netflix gained another 9.3 million subscribers to start the year. Its profits soared with the help of a still-emerging expansion into advertising. On Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow was up about 211 points at 37,987. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Sunshine for the weekend. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 in skin weather. A cold front is set to arrive tomorrow morning. After one last batch of showers, we'll finally clear out of this junky weather pattern. Patchy drizzle and fog are a possibility overnight tonight. It's going to feel damp and dreary and raw. Low temperatures in the upper 40s. One more push of showers around mid-morning tomorrow, then clearing to sunshine. It will be breezy for your Saturday. High temperatures improve to around 60 to 65. Sunday, partly sunny and dry. Temperatures scale back a little bit, highs in the upper 50s. Monday looks good, sunny and seasonable, with highs back in the lower 60s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
In Rockaway, 53, Franklin, 56, Beach Haven, 51. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey weather brought to you by the New Jersey Department of Agriculture. Jersey Fresh asparagus is great roasted, grilled, or raw, and is full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Now is the season for nutritious local Jersey Fresh asparagus. Pick some up at your favorite market today. Jersey Fresh, the freshest for 40 years. JerseyFresh.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
New Jersey 101.5.